Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Faisal Patel and this is the technology show on Radio Islam International, Wired to Tech. Remember, you can interact with me by sending me a tweet on at Faisal Patel 143. You can get me on Facebook, facebook.com/Faisal Patel. I'm on Instagram at Faisal Patel 143 and also on YouTube at Faisal Patel, where I do all the unboxings, reviews, and many other videos as well. So please interact with me, hit the subscribe button, and also like some of the videos. Coming up in the technology show today, we speak about the new Nokia phones bring technology that is built to last. We also speak about language translation in your ear with Time Kettle. Apple posts record-breaking quarter thanks to the iPhone. And apps you should consider removing from your Android device. So let's begin with the first story. So, HND Global, the home of Nokia phones, has announced three new phones: the Nokia XR20, the Nokia C30, Nokia 6310, and a new audio portfolio. The day also marked the biggest Nokia accessory launch to date, with new lifestyle audio products and streamlined into four distinct lines: Go, Micro, Comfort, and Clarity. Florian Seich, CEO of HND Global, says the company is stepping into consumer pain points around durability and longevity. So let's start off with the first device, the Nokia XR20. This device features a Nordic design that the company says is built for both consumers and enterprises. Extreme temperatures, 1.8 meter drops, 1 hour underwater and more, the new Nokia XR20 is built for conditions far harsher than the rough and tumble of everyday life. Then we go on to the Nokia C30. This device is a hero of the popular C-series. It comes with the largest battery and biggest screen yet on a Nokia smartphone. The dual SIM Nano Nokia C30 runs on Android 11, which is the Go edition, and features a 6.82 inch HD Plus display with a water drop style notch. Now we move on to the Nokia 6310, and this is a classic reimagined device bringing advanced accessibility, optimized ergonomics, and battery for weeks. It honors everything that Nokia phones stand for, and yes, it still has Snake. With accessibility at its core, the refreshed larger push buttons and ample display make screen time more effortless and enjoyable. The new zoomed-in menus, larger font options, improved readability, and text messages can be listened to for ease of use. And then finally, coming on to the Nokia lifestyle audio accessories, Nokia has also introduced a revamped audio portfolio streamlined into four distinct lines, as I mentioned earlier: Go, Micro, Comfort, and Clarity. Each range brings maximum value via unique propositions. So Go, ultra high value products offering the highest quality at the lowest possible prices. Micro, meeting the demand for compact form factor. Comfort, a result of consumers seeking optimal comfort in wearables. And finally, Clarity, top of the range quality earbuds integrating the latest tech. So just let's speak about the earbuds quickly. The new Nokia Clarity Earbuds Pro give high performance sound with build quality and battery life that can keep up. The powerful combination, dual mic environment, noise cancellation, Qualcomm CVC, and active noise cancellation captures and eliminates background noise. Now, Nokia has also forged two new partnerships with Spotify and ExpressVPN. Coming on to pricing and availability, the Nokia XR20 will be available in Ultra Blue and Granite color options and comes in various denominations. The Nokia C30 will be available in green and white and also comes in different denominations. The Nokia 6310 will be available in dark green, yellow, black. Local pricing variants and availability will be shared in market at a later stage. So stay tuned to the tech show and inshallah we will then share that with you. And if you want more details and specs on the devices that I mentioned, all you have to do is go to my website at faisalpatel.com, also known as Wired to Tech. Coming on to our next story, do you like traveling? How many languages do you speak? I bet when you travel to a country where English is not a first language, it can be a real challenge. Now, like me, I love Saudi Arabia, and I've been on Hajj and Umrah, and I have a lot of friends in the kingdom, and we communicated effectively with a few apps like Google Translate, among others. Now, while the language barrier can be a problem, technology has evolved to break down this barrier, and which is a huge step in forging new friendships. Now, there always is a lot of appreciation and respect by a person in a foreign country when you can speak his or her language. However, if you do not have an affinity for languages, there is always the time kettle, which makes it easy understanding the world's languages. It's WT2 Plus. AI real-time translator earbuds are described as the real-time translating earphones for natural bilingual conversations. The system uses two earphones, one for each participant in the conversation, in combination with an app on a smartphone. So Time Kettle claims the system enables foreign communications that is natural, fluent, and preserves both eye contact and body language, allowing you to immerse yourself in the conversation, express yourself more completely, and build more meaningful connections with the people you meet. The company says that within a good networking environment, it takes about 1 to 3 seconds to complete voice recognition and translation, drawing on support from Google, Microsoft, and iFlytek, and providing translation accuracy up to 95%. Now, its biggest strength is that it supports 40 languages and 93 accents, covering about 85% of the world's population, and provides simultaneous two-way translation. An offline voice package supports offline translation in 7 languages for when there is no network. However, this requires the use of tokens called Cleverly Fish. Now, the 5 fish required for the offline package cost around 175 rand. So let's speak about the features. It offers 3 modes, namely Simul for simultaneous, allowing one person to talk continuously in a quiet environment and the other person to hear translation continuously. Touch design for noisy environments. One touches earbuds to speak and again to translate. Speaker, in which only one person wears an earphone, designed for quick question or brief translations from various individuals. Now, the user wears one earphone and holds their smartphone in front of the other person. One can then hear the translation aloud or view the translated text on the app. How does it work? It uses a combination of speech recognition, text-to-speech technology, translation software, and artificial intelligence to convert your speech into text, translate the text into another language, and then turn the resultant text into speech in the language of the listener. How much is it? Well, available online at about $179 from timekettle.co and $199 from amazon.com. Both shipped to South Africa, and the former adds a standard $20 shipping cost. Customs may levy a further charge. Coming on to our next story, despite the COVID-19 pandemic, Apple has spent most of the last 2 years relentlessly upgrading its product lineup, and its moves are definitely paying off. Now, the company just announced financial results for its fiscal year third quarter. Now, for normal humans like us, the months of April through June, and the company made a shocking amount of money. All of its product segments, the iPhone, the Mac, iPad, services and wearables, home, accessories, increased in revenue year over year, leading to a total revenue of $81.4 billion. I'm going to leave you to do the math in rands. As has often been the case, iPhone revenue of $39.6 billion made up almost half of that figure. Quarterly revenue was up 36% year over year, and as such, profit grew in a big way too. In fact, it nearly doubled. Apple reported $21.7 billion in net income, up 93% compared to a year ago. So if you own an iPhone, well, Apple needs to thank you for increasing their profits. And finally, after you've had your Android smartphone for 6 months or a year, it will inevitably become cluttered with unneeded apps. Now, many of these apps may be running in the background, consuming battery life, processing power, and even data. Others may simply be using up your storage space. The worst of them could be gathering your data to resell to advertisers. Now, clearing those apps you never use can give you a performance boost and improve your user experience. Alcatel is offering some tips about how to clean up your apps on your Android smartphone. Now, I'm just going to give you a quick summary of these tips, but you can get the full detail on my website at faisalpatel.com or Wired to Tech. So, number one, get rid of apps you never use. Number two, utility apps that make performance worse. Antivirus software, full versions of social media and other apps, and a lot more. So as I mentioned, if you want the full details of these, you can go to my website at faisalpatel.com or Wired to Tech. Anyway, that concludes the tech program for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, you can interact with me by sending me a tweet on at FaisalPatel143. I'm also on Instagram at FaisalPatel143. If you're on Facebook, you can get me on Facebook as well, facebook.com/FaisalPatel. And let's not forget YouTube, where I do a lot of reviews. I also do unboxings, and there are a number of other videos. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and also like some of the videos. And if you want to email me, you can email me at faisal@radioislam.co.za. Until next time, and until the next tech show, please do keep well and stay safe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.